It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. It is the time of the month when we get a visit from somebody from the Marshalltown Police Department. And for today's show, Police Chief Mike Tupper has twisted the arm of Sergeant Casey Varen to join us. So it's good to have you here again. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Good. Are you ready to talk about... This is not, we were talking ahead of time, it's not the most exciting subject, but it is an important subject because we're going to talk about, among other things, traffic and pedestrian safety. And I don't know, it's just like everything else. People don't pay attention, do they, anymore? They pay less and less attention as to either what they're driving or where they're walking. Do you agree with that?
They pay very good attention to their cell phones these days.
Well, that's true. That's true. Is that the biggest problem you see right now with folks who are driving?
Yeah, I just think inattentive driving with cell phones, and you often find it with people that are distracted at looking out the window, changing their radio, their kids in the car. We just find distracted driving all over. But yeah, cell phones are just a big one, even when they're walking. You know, we even have to encourage pedestrians to put their cell phones down when they're walking because they can walk across the street and have no idea that there's cars coming.
But I'm still good to eat a burger while I'm driving, right? She's not going to touch them. Oh, come on. You can tell me I'm foolish for doing it. That's okay. I understand. But, you know, old habits die hard at my age. So what can we do? Starting with the police department, what are they trying to do in order to try and make things safer out there, not only for motorists, but for pedestrians and passengers and cars, you name it?
Well, one of the things that we do is partner up with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. And we apply for a grant every year. And that grant then allows us an opportunity to get funding for traffic enforcement. And then last year, they confronted us with an opportunity for pedestrian safety. So they had ran some numbers through the state of Iowa, and Marshalltown actually had a significantly high number of pedestrian crashes, related crashes, I guess, in 2018. Mm-hmm. So, or correction, I'm sorry, 2019. Yeah. So they took those numbers and decided that they wanted to reach out to Marshalltown and see if they could provide some funding for pedestrian safety, mm-hmm. and see if that could maybe help in what we could do going forward with less mm-hmm. pedestrian-related crashes.
So that interests me a little bit, only because were there any trends with that? I mean, did they say, well, you've got more downtown because more people are walking, or it's out in the neighborhoods, or it's around schools? Did you get any kind of that information from that study?
Well, what they do is they focus on high pedestrian areas, so the downtown areas, mm-hmm. and then oftentimes your school zone and construction zone areas. So that was what they focus on. So when they confronted us about that, they asked us if we would take mm-hmm. some extra funding, and then in turn, we're going to focus on those same areas. So we will do high traffic enforcement in the areas where there's high pedestrian traffic.
Well, I'm sure a lot of folks are familiar, especially around holidays, of hearing something about the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau doing enhanced enforcement over holidays, maybe like the one that's coming up in a couple of weeks, Memorial Day. But is there more to that program from the state down to the local level outside of just, adding a few extra patrols during heavy travel periods?
Well, it's all year round. So the money and the funding can be used year round for at our convenience, mainly to determine when and where these accidents are occurring. And we got to see what the trend is. So this will begin to develop an opportunity for us to see where do we need more signage, where can the city step in and help us. And really, pedestrian safety has started becoming more popular, more apparent. Mm-hmm. And if you remember this last year, they were putting these sidewalk safety murals along the sidewalks.
Right.
They were doing that around the areas of schools. It's just to raise awareness, bring attention to the idea of pedestrian mm-hmm. safety. So this kind of coincides and goes along with that this is something that's kind of more in the forefront that we're focusing on.
You know, they've been talking about moving forward with some of the elements of the downtown master plan, for instance, here, and making it more pedestrian friendly with, bump outs and some other things. And you may not know the answer to this, but, you know, is that something that they kind of talked with the police department about? Did you have any discussions or anybody in the department to say, hey, these are good ideas, or was it just, well, these engineers see the stats and they know it and they know what we need to do?
Right. Well, the engineers are typically the ones responsible for collecting the data and seeing what would work the best. But our responsibility in the law enforcement community is to really focus on what we can do for enforcement. We look for people who are stop signs, stop light violations. We're looking for speeding, distracted driving, mm-hmm. impaired driving. Mm-hmm. So those are what we focus on, and we think if we can tackle that area and eliminate some of those distractions, then we should find a better success in what we see with, you know, accidents, mm-hmm. crashes, and pedestrian right. crashes.
You know, I grew up in St. Louis, and so I was always associated with what they call the rolling St. Louis stop. Is there such a thing as a rolling stop when it comes to a police officer?
Well, I have never heard of that.
But oh,
I've
is
heard
that
of
right?
The California rolls, what I've heard.
Yeah, well, that's St. Louis. Same concept.
Sure. Yeah, you know, you are required to come to a complete stop at the stop signs. And so, yes, you see it, and I'm sure there's not a person that's not guilty of doing so. But you know, we do require to come to a full stop at the stop signs, stoplights.
You know, you want to keep everybody safe, you know, whether they're in a vehicle or they're walking and all that. Is there any sense as to, is it the driver more so than the pedestrian that's not paying attention? But anyway, you know, you mentioned with cell phones and everything else, you know, people just, where were we? We were somewhere. We were driving through, it was a community. It was in Pella, actually. We went down for Tulip Days, and then we drove around the community a little bit. And we passed twice this same gal who was walking down the street, tablet in her hand, just staring at the tablet. And I don't know how she crossed the street. Is that a bigger problem than it used to be?
Well, I don't know. Well, yes, I would say definitely something distracted in their hands, and then also wearing earbuds. People listen to music where they go now, so they're not listening to the traffic coming or, you know, the audible horns mm-hmm. that we used to be able to signal when people have their music up loud. They don't hear that. But I would say that you find it both ways. So okay. You have distracted pedestrians, but you also have distracted driving. So there's different things that you can do from both sides. As a pedestrian, there's things that you can do to be more visible, make smarter decisions, cross and on, you know, crosswalk areas or all the way to the curb. Also using like bright clothing, especially at night. Mm-hmm. And then as a driver, you know that you need to be coming to complete stops at your intersections, look in both ways, being prepared to have pedestrians, you know, coming out in front of you on bikes and skates and kids. So there's a lot you can do from both directions.
And I was going to ask you about, do we tend to have more of these, we'll say, vehicle pedestrian accidents at night? Because I know when I come to the office here in the morning and it's 4 a.m. and the sun's never out at 4 a.m., it startles me a lot because I'll see somebody on a bike or walking along, and you know, and if I hadn't just seen the motion, hey, we're all dressed in dark stuff, and it's like, you know, I could have easily hit them.
Yeah, that's correct. And even in Marshalltown, we require people to use like a headlight on their bike at night, just like in a motorist. You need mm-hmm. to be able to see what there is in front of you or coming at you. But oftentimes, bicyclists have a hard time adhering to what the driving laws are as well, but they are required to adhere to the same laws that we do, such as stopping at intersections and stopping for stoplights. So the driver has to judge what the pedestrians mm-hmm. are going to do, and the pedestrians certainly have to hope that the drivers are paying attention and seeing them as well.
So do you have some plans and programs in place already for the pedestrian part of what the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau is wanting you to look at and try and judge, or is it still too early in the process yet?
Well, our plan going forward is to start doing some extra enforcement. And I think the numbers then at the end of the year will determine where we stand, whether we could actually request some more funding to help us in the pedestrian area, or if this is focused in larger cities, sometimes in Des Moines. I'm sure they have a lot of, you know, you see them on the news all the time, you know, where they have these accidents involving bicyclists and people walking, etc., children mm-hmm. often coming mm-hmm. off of school buses. So our focus is going to be upcoming. We're going to be really shooting towards that Memorial Weekend to put some extra enforcement around our school areas.
So how are you going to do that? Just patrol them a little bit more heavily? Or are you just going to, you know, I mean, it's always easy to say, well, we're just going to throw the patrols out there. But obviously, there's a focus on what the officers are going to need to be concentrating on to remind everybody as well. Because I'm sure it's got to be partly a reminder thing as much as an enforcement and just an awareness thing, right?
Right. And oftentimes you'll see, so last year, in the entire combined year, we only wrote 60 seatbelt citations. Now, remind you, this is COVID. But right, that's a pretty low number. We were shooting for higher than that. But that's a pretty low number in comparison. But we write a lot of warnings, a lot of written warnings. And we do that for all, you know, traffic violations. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's about trying to change behavior. So when we're going to focus on Memorial Weekend, we're going to hit our school areas. We're going to be looking for people stopping, making full stops, yielding, not only yielding to pedestrians, but they need to yield for law enforcement, flashing lights, mm-hmm, emergency mm-hmm. vehicles as well, and speeding, especially through our school zones. You know, people are always in a hurry. I think we're always trying to get to A to Z fast as we can, but unfortunately, we all just need to take time, slow down, and remember that you can't control, especially children, you can't control when they get excited to see their parents mm-hmm. parked on the side of the road. You know, you have to be prepared to come to that stop if they jet out in front of you.
Is it sometimes an issue as to how, and I think the chief has talked about this at one point in the last several months, an issue of how the parents are stacked up waiting for their kids after school or maybe dropping them off in the morning?
Yeah. You know, we really do know that it seems like a nightmare zone for parents, for dropping students off and picking them up. It just never seems like there's enough room to do that. So it is a focus of ours. We've really focused on putting officers in the area of our schools just to try to keep traffic flowing and helping our kids get across the street, you know, safely. But we know that because we hear it from parents all the time, what a nightmare it is to try to drop off or pick up their kids.
You know, I'm curious, you know, in the part of this, because, you know, we always share, again, around the holidays, you know, and more enforcement during the holidays, especially drinking and driving. And I think that a lot of us just in the back of our minds automatically associate drinking and driving with evenings and night times. But there's probably some of that problem during the daylight hours, isn't there?
There is. Yeah. You see it all times of the day and night. Yeah.
So is there going to be more enforcement again over the Memorial Day holiday as far as that is concerned in conjunction with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau?
Yeah, so we put out an unlimited number of hours, especially on our holidays, and we really focus for, you know, drug and alcohol impaired driving. So we will be focusing on that as well as putting extra officers out for our pedestrian safety.
Final question. We only have maybe 45 seconds left. I know there's been a lot of attention about speeding out on the highways. Are we just in general seeing people going faster in town too?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's everywhere. We're always in a hurry. You know, you always seem to get in the car and you didn't give yourself that extra 5 minutes. And so people are trying to get where they need to go as fast as they can. We're always late.
Does it irritate you when you stop somebody and they go, "I'm in a hurry. Give me my ticket"?
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, you haven't heard that one?
No, that's usually, I wasn't going that fast.
Oh, I wasn't going that fast. Hey, some good information as always. Thanks for being here. Keep safe out there and help take care of everybody.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Sergeant Casey Varen with the Marshalltown Police Department, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.